You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
My God, 5 minutes late and you people think I'm pod-faded?
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, going strong for more than 3 years. Not too sure why. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by itself on this podcast, but it's Saturday. And that's the day we check the mailbag for the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and then you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. And then I put them all together, and we have the weekly challenge. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well. We had ourselves one crazy-ass topic this time around.
What would you do if you found yourself face-to-face with a dragon, and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume? I don't even remember who sent that in, but curse you.
Actually, no, because we got a bunch of stories in on this one. Actually, it was a good topic. So, who goes first? Well, that's who won last week.
And that's Stephen the Nuclear Man. Congratulations, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com.
And also, you can find his latest story. I'm just going to fill a little time until this little red bar gets to the end. Here.
The head writer's litany began the same as it had all week. Sharks, piranha, tigers, bullets, female ninjas, male ninjas, the guy who chomped things, beheading hats, booby traps, even frickin' lasers. The franchise is dead. What else could 007 face? He could face, Justin said, while I cringed and sank into my chair, a dragon, while he had nothing but a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume. The stuff we took at last night's party had not been that potent. This isn't MacGyver, damn it, the lead writer yelled. Then we locked eyes and shouted it together. A team up!
That's right. A team up! That's what I say every morning. Oh, God, I gotta wake up this morning. A team up! Try it. It'll get you going better than coffee. Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can find his stuff at ideatrash.blogspot.com. By the way, if you couldn't understand what he was saying, even though it was clear as a bell, the text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link. That's right, you're supposed to send me something to link. Otherwise, I can't remember. What, do you think I keep these in, like, massive archives, burn to CDs or something? Well, yeah, but, you know, it's called backups. You know, today, while you're listening to this, you should back everything up. You should back everything up on a regular basis. I'm not saying this because I've lost anything. No. I just finished backups last night. So, back things up. That's your tip of the day. It's time for the veterans. These are the people who keep coming back for more and more and possibly more. And we love them for that. First up is Tom, a footnote, who is such a veteran he doesn't even need to podcast on his own anymore. Because, well, we all miss footnote. We want footnote. We love footnote. We want to know the 8 things. Over and over and over. But we have to go back to the old 8 things, the stuff that have been 8 thingified way in the past, because he hasn't created any. Maybe he's taking a break. Maybe he's trying to build up demand. Maybe he's trying to see, you know, people banging on his door, torches, pitchforks. Oh, we want footnote. Bring my footnote. So here's Tom's story, and just think while he's saying this, I wish I could hear this voice telling me about 8 things. Here we go.
So what would I do if I found myself face to face with a dragon and all I had was a Boy Scout manual and a pinata costume? Well, I'd square my feet, raise my head, and proudly say, "So where the hell is Biggles? When you needed him last Saturday? And where are all those sportsmen who always pulled you through? They're all resting down in Cornwall, writing up their memoirs." For a paperback edition of the Boy Scout manual, I'd shoot candy from my butt, embrace my moral straightness, and waddle as fast as I could for the exit.
You know, I think everybody's going for that. Hey, let's put about 30 seconds of music on the end so that everybody can just catch their breath after laughing and thinking and... or maybe not. Thank you, Tom. You can catch more of Tom... well, okay, more of some of Tom's old stuff at footnote.libsyn.com. You know, I got a Libsyn account. I actually got a Libsyn account. Now, I host my own stuff through this free stuff I get through work. Probably the only thing I do get out of work other than, you know, pain and misery and suffering. But, no, I've got a Libsyn account. It's iPodjacker.libsyn.com, and iPodjacker.com is supposed to point to it soon. And, but it's nothing that you'd be interested in. It's just a bunch of interviews with podcasters and second, you know, all these people interviewing themselves. Hey, let's have a podcast about podcasts about podcasts, and then a podcast about that podcast about podcasting within podcasting, our own little podcasting community. I mean, it would be like a dance about dancing. Sorry. Stealing Robin Williams' material again? Nah. Thank you, Tom. There should be a musical on Broadway. Where the hell was Biggles? You know, I needed Biggles last Saturday. I really did. But he wasn't there. Next up is Mike. Mike didn't leave a file for this. He doesn't record these. He doesn't have a voice. His voice is missing. He lost his voice. Man. Well, that means I'm stuck doing this. All right. Haven't even read this one yet. Doing it fresh, because Saturday I do these fresh. I want my reaction to be fresh. I want you to hear my... you know, when I do that. Okay. This one's from Mike. I opened the Boy Scout handbook. Oath? Yeah, I know. One, more than one, and... if the dragon catches me in the open, I say them all. Table of contents. Badges? I don't need no stinking badges. First aid? Can't fix dead. Ah. Outdoor adventures. Quickly, I stuff 3 lighter refills down the sheep's pinata throat, tied twine to a foreleg, ran it around a nearby tree, and a rush of wind, and the dragon was there. I yanked the twine, and the sheep lurched. The dragon pounced, swallowed hard, and 5 seconds later, blew up. This better be a great fraternity. Cool. Although, where the hell is a fraternity going to get a dragon? I don't know. Thank you, Mike. Next up is... okay. The time in this podcast is licking a lollipop. Made out of motor oil and rosemary plants. How's that? Guy David of GuyDavid.com, The Night Guy, NightGuy.GuyDavid.com, Night Guy Electronica, The 16th, and all sorts of other cool experimental stuff. He also does the music at the beginning, the end, and In My Heart. Guy David. Also, I interviewed him as a Blue Smoke Hextall in that iPodjacker thing. Shameless plug, shameless plug, shameless plug. Yeah, you know, you hate it when I do that. So, here's Guy David's story, and let's see what he's doing with all the crazy pinata dragon. You know what we're talking about by now.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast that doesn't have topics that are as long as this week's topic, but manages to confuse people anyway. You can find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Today I have for you part 5 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Chiquito Chirapa knew what he had to do. He put on his clocking device and went to the store. The salesperson had his head buried in some comic book with dragons in piñata costumes. He might as well have been reading a Boy Scout handbook. It was so easy. Chiquito Chirapa took what he needed, put it under his clocking device and went back underground where his people were singing their Chirapa songs. Back in his room, he hooked everything, turned it on and said, I am Chiquito Chirapa. I am an alien from another planet, and this is my podcast.
I am Chiquito Chirapa.
Come on, everybody, say it out loud with me. I don't care where you are, even if you're in the car in the middle of the mall, if you're walking, if you're, you know, doing something naughty, just shout it out.
I am Chiquito Chirapa, and this is my podcast.
Feels good, doesn't it? Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com, nightguy.guydavid.com. I just love saying that. All right, who's next? Justin the Space Turtle. Justin the Space Turtle? Okay, Justin from the Space Turtle. Justin the Space Turtle. Justin the Space Turtle, I guess. Justin the Space Turtle. You see, I can pronounce that right. I'm gonna screw somebody's name up today. It always happens. I'll just get out of the way here.
TheBeanDome.com/TheSpaceTurtle. Today's music, generously provided by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. First off, I'd like to apologize for the absolutely crazy topic this week. I didn't think I'd win when I wrote it, and I know you'll never vote for me again now. But hey, have fun. And also, I gotta give out some props to Enema Zabuleta. She donated $20 to the diaper fund. That's like 200 diapers. So here's today's story. The topic for this week is face-to-face with a dragon, hole with nothing but a Boy Scout handbook, and a piñata costume. I had no idea what I was thinking when I made this topic, and I had no idea what I was going to write, but I seem to have done a good job. I think so anyway, so here it is, with the story, Dragon Piñata. The Boy Scout Handbook sat open on the ornate vanity below the mirror. Scattered strands of crepe paper are scattered about, one in the book marking the page on birthday parties. The ancient dragon stares at her red face in the mirror. Her golden eyes glinted with the machinations of a brilliant plan. Her stomach rumbled with the angry pangs of hunger. Piece by piece, she donned and assembled the piñata costume that was big enough for her whole body. She would fly to the party, lay in waiting. Then, when the first boy struck her, when they all expected candy, dinner time.
1 man deserves the credit, 1 man deserves the blame, and Justin, the Space Turtle, is his name. Thank you, Justin. It wasn't that bad of a day. We needed a long, crazy-ass topic. It's been a while since we've had a tie. Those have been the weirdest ones. I think roller coasters and farming was the weirdest I've seen. Although, we did have the six-way tie, but that... roller coasters and farming. I had nightmares after that one, man. You can check out more from Justin the Space Turtle at thebeandum.com and the Diaper Fund. So, you know that I don't accept tips for, you know, or tip jar or contributions for this podcast because my hosting is free, and it would be bad if I were to say, all these people have to pay for their hobby and pay me for my hobby. Well, I get it for free, so give me all the money so I get even more money. No. Contribute to his deal. And there, it's the Diaper Fund. I mean, you would like go to ediapers.com and go, I'm giving you some huggies. Click, click, click. So, you go. next up is Thomas Merkel. I love saying that, Merkel. By the way, he does have a link this week. He has a link this week. He's just, you know, sending people a cafe press. This is funny. So, let's see what he's come up with.
I'm just going to, you know, hit stop and drag and drop and...
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with my submission for Weekly Challenge 114. There's something about romantically gazing into the eyes of a scaly creature dressed for a costume party with some light reading about knots or something like that. Picked by Justin. So for your pleasure, I present my story, Mealtime. His piercing golden eyes stared, impatient, hungry. I'm a little bit hungry here. Can we please speed things up a little? My tail encircled a struggling woman's ankles, holding her aloft, her brightly colored dress falling around her, looking like a large overstuffed piñata. Just give me a few more moments, I told him. I'd been gazing at a Boy Scout field guide, looking for just the right cooking technique. He liked us humans always the same, but I was getting bored and wanted some new recipe. Come on, I'm starving, he whined. Fine. Tartar again. Patience isn't his virtue.
You know what my virtue is?
Loving you all so much, and yet it's a curse.
Thank you, Thomas Merkel. You can check out more from Thomas Merkel. Okay, he gave a link to Cafe Press's Call Me Obama. It's kind of funny.
I know, now we're going to get into the... Oh, no, he's being a conservative again. He's being an evil racist, a hater, a terrible person. I'm so enlightened here, sitting and eating my tofu.
Guess what I have in this bowl right here? Pasta, peppers, olive oil, chopped garlic, and tofu. I'm eating tofu in there. I actually do eat tofu when I cook it. So there. I'm not a vegetarian, mind you. I'm close to it. I'm getting better. I mean, gotta get that down. Then again, you can be just freaking huge and be a vegetarian too. I mean,
oh boy, another pineapple. I guess that'll be my eighth tonight.
Imagine hearing that on the street. Ooh. Next up is Anima Zabaleta.
Yes, I said it right again!
Practice makes perfect. And speaking of practice makes perfect, well, let's hear how Anima is shaping up this week.
Hello there, Anima here, with my submission for the weekly challenge number 114. Far too long to ever repeat. Thank you, Justin, for being my creativity tormentor. This week... How about going to J.C. Hutchins' site at jchutchins.net for the Obsidian Project videos and seeing what my friend Ari Gaffer has to offer? This story is called Eagle Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout, but nothing in my Scout handbook prepared me for this. My trusty book covers such things as killing large animals with a bowie knife. Earn my badge in Weeblos. And looky here. Blueprints for a survival raft out of Okatia staves and spider webs. Built variation C at Jamboree. Page 35. Here's instructions for cooking chili mac in a turtle shell. But there's nary a word about this. Stealing my courage, I turn a deliberate 360. Look the dragon directly in the eye and ask. Lechoy son, does this pinata costume make my ass look fat?
Yes, it does. Oh, and send me pictures of it. Big round pinata ass. You do know that I created a Flickr group just for that, but no one ever puts anything in there. Oh, come on, it's so awful having the kink nobody else has. Nobody caters to pinata ass. Come on, just one. Thank you, Anna Zabaleta. You can check out more from Emma's... Emma... Yes! Screwed it up. Oh, man, I suck. Actually, Anima did point out a link to a Podio novelist out there that I don't link to. I don't link to. It's not that he's one of the big guys now, because even though, you know, he's big among podcasters and everyone links to him, you know what I do? I'm the contrarian. I don't. Oh, well, I'm a jerk. So, next up is Eva Moon. We're going to have a vote. All right, hands up. Everyone thinks that it should be Eva Moon. Okay. Hands up, everyone who thinks that it should be Eva Moon. Okay, now, those of you who are holding your hands up twice... Okay, we need to have a talk later. You can check out Eva Moon's music at evamoon.net. Remember the net. It's like trying to go to whitehouse.gov and you end up at whitehouse.com. Now you're going to try it. Yeah, try it at work. While everyone's watching, right in the middle of a presentation. Just do it. Just do it. You didn't want that job anyway. Just... All right, here's Eva Moon with her story.
This is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. Saying the name of this week's theme would take longer than telling the story, so I'll just skip it. She stared at the screen. Who were they kidding? A Boy Scout handbook? A pinata costume? How on earth would those things help you with a dragon? I swear, honey... They've really lost it this time. Let it go, Alma. No, I hate this. It's impossible, and it pisses me off that I won't get a story in this week. She felt his hot breath on the back of her neck. Want me to blast him for you? No, no. She reached up and stroked the familiar scaly claw that curled gently around her shoulder. I give up. Take me flying, baby.
You know, when you fly with dragons, do they charge $15 per bag that you take with you? I just want to know. Thank you, Eva Moon. You can check out more from Eva Moon at evamoon.net for all your dragon lust needs. Okay, okay, it's not necessarily lust. It could be love. Next up is Michelle from Different World Michelle, because it's a different world with Michelle in it. It's a different Michelle with the world in it. Okay. I'm just... You know what I do? I just listen to these. I react. I laugh. I get everyone enjoys. And then I babble for a minute or two just to make this file size gigantic, because you're not a podcaster unless you make it over 30 minutes and talking and say what you think. And everyone's out there going, God, I wish he had chapter marks in these things so I could just hit next and go into the next story. Or if he just posted these stories individually, then I'd have like 10 billion episodes, and I'd be sitting on 3,000 episodes going, I have the most episodes of anyone. All of you bow down. Bow down to me and kiss my ring. I'm not going to do that because I have the traffic of, like, a trickle. It's just us and, like, one or two other people out there who are like, oh, I can't reach the television remote, or I guess I'll just have to listen to these podcasts. Oh, Fluffy, come here. I'm just going to give you half a can. I'll eat the rest. So here's Michelle's story, and I hope you enjoy it.
Dragon Strikes in Park. Early Monday afternoon, newly formed Boy Scout Troop 714 from Detroit, Michigan, was planning a simple 4th of July party, Mexican style. A quick meeting in the park suddenly turned to tragedy when the dragon struck yet again. Volunteer parent Janet Turner was the only survivor of the attack. Troop leader Melinda Cox was heralded as a hero for using a piñata costume and distracting the dragon long enough for Janet to escape by building an airplane, according to directions found in the Boy Scout handbook, and flying away. The plane crashed, killing the other 16 parents on board.
Yeah! Mommy, Daddy, I want to have my revenge.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. I love carnage, don't you? Michelle, you've done it again. You can catch more from Michelle at differentworld-michelle.blogspot.com, but you're not in front of a computer right now. You're probably in the bath. You know, rubber ducky, you're the one. So go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You're going to see a link, a poll, all that stuff, and just with Michelle, there's a link there, and you just right-click, open a new tab, and it comes up in a new tab. Wait, you're not used tab browsing, and you're using an old Firefox 1.0? What the hell is wrong with you? Firefox 3.0 just came out. I haven't downloaded it. I'm waiting for 3.01. I'm not an early adopter. I've been burned by early adopting. I mean, the Kyocera smartphone, what was it, a 6035? It was like a cool toy. And then when I started losing phone calls and losing contacts and having to reset and resync and blah, 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 and AvantGo was like, oh, tiny text that I can barely read. Wonderful. It's black and white. And then the Trio came out and I was like without a job and I couldn't afford to get the color Trio. And it was like, it suffered. And I got a little, you know, a slidey phone later and that sucked for texting and blah. But I'm all happy now. But the 2 years is up on my plan. So I'm like, you know, they're supposed to give me like a free phone or a discount on one, and they're going to try to sell me more. And like, here's all the accessories. These are $500 for a leather case. Oh, and you're going to want more minutes. Always more minutes. Oh, you want unlimited minutes? Because you use so many minutes. And I did the math on my minutes, and it's like, even with the udders, I don't really use all that many. It's all texting. So I need unlimited texting, I guess, if I want to get Twitter on that stupid thing. But do I really want Twitter on that stupid thing? Because it's like, oh, I'm in the bath. Oh, I'm eating. Oh, I'm in this location with Breitkite. It's like 99% of the stuff that I follow is like, I don't care. 99% of the stuff that I post, you people say, I don't care. So really, what's the point? Next up is Sister Mary Edith. She's back. She, you know, had an epiphany, and then she recovered from it. Congratulations. There are no Hallmark cards congratulating people on the recovery from their epiphanies. Believe me, when I had my epiphany, oh, man, I was waiting for a donor for months. Sister Mary Edith, right here.
Mary Edith here with a 100-word story for, let's see, what was it? What would you do if you found yourself face-to-face with a dragon and all you had was a piñata costume and a Boy Scout handbook? Boy Scout handbook. Fire building method number 261. Leave a piñata of a knight in a spot visible from the sky. Piñata? Check. Dragons circling in the distance? Check. I called the troop over. Okay, boys, we'll have a roaring fire in no time. Everyone find a good weenie roasting stick? But as I demonstrated proper whittling technique, they fell back screaming. I felt a breath of steam on my back. I whirled. When I regained consciousness, the fire hissed and popped with drippings from a brisket so big it took 3 boys to turn the spit. Those Boy Scouts, always prepared.
Okay, where's my notes? Where did I put my notes? Where did I put... Always prepared, huh? Thank you, Mary Edith. No longer Sister Mary Edith. I need to update my notes. Where's my notes? Where's my notes? Which window is it in? Whatever. All right. Next up is... Who's up next? Come on. Raise your hand. Oh. You. It's Planet X-Ray. Oh, my God. thought I'd moved. I thought I'd changed my address. I thought I'd told the post office to stop. I thought the judge was going to enforce those restraining orders. God, I even blocked planetxpodcast.com from my router. It still comes in. Oh, I guess I need to play this.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, the magnificent and all-powerful Planet X-Ray, to bring you another 100-word story for the weekly challenge number 114 with the not-so-brief topic that Justin brought us. It's called True Love. When Daphne was 14, she thought she loved Lawrence so very much. She would stop him every day to ask him questions like, what's a girl supposed to do when she knows her destiny is to marry someone and he won't even acknowledge her existence? Always, Lawrence would just stare with a blank face. But it was when he finally answered her questions with, what would you do if you found yourself face to face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume, that she knew that Lawrence was only full of crap.
Personal life, will you, you bastard? You can check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. I could go there right now, but it looks like Southwestern Bell has taken a dump again. The worst part of it is I've got poll host, all the links and all that in there. If the session dies, you know what that means? I've got to build up the freaking poll again. I had the poll ready. You know, I'd gone through, as I'm listening to these, I'm putting all the links together and getting the show notes ready, and I freaking lose it. Oh, man. Here, I'm going to try to create a poll right now. God, don't fail me. Don't fail me. Frrr! God, I hate the internet. I hate Southwestern Bell. I hate everything. But I don't hate Terry T. And I'm glad that he recognizes that and he's come back. We love Terry T. We love the Quiet Time Podcast. We love the music that he digs up and finds and puts together and shares with us. Let's just hear what he's got this week, shall we? Gotta rebuild the freaking show notes. Great.
Hidey-ho, good neighbors. Welcome to another 100-word stories weekly challenge. I'm Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast, returning after a short sabbatical with my entry that I call The Beginning. Some great stories start out like Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities with, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Or even classics like Poe's The Raven with, once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. But only Larry Snodcrapper would come up with a beginning like, what would you do if you found yourself face to face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume? In his story, I was a teenage podcaster. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you in the future. The background music was by Brian Battaccio,
Thank you, Terry T. You can check out more from Terry T. at QuietTimePodcast.com. Glad that the sabbatical is over. Hope you're well-rested and come back for more. Although you got a, you know, Larry Snodcrapper. I got all of his books, man. I've got even an autographed first edition hardcover. It's worth like $10. Next up is Sojourn Cherub. SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. I'm a Southern gentleman, and I'd like to introduce you to my blog. Read through these, you'll enjoy it. Here, have a mint julep. That's what I imagine. It's kind of a little different from that, but mint juleps, Southern gentleman, mint juleps. They go hand in hand. In fact, I'm going to make myself one of those as soon as I'm done with this. I don't care if it's still like 9:45 in the morning. Any time is good for a mint julep. Now, is it spearmint or is it peppermint? That's what I want to know. Which of the two? Maybe catnip. That's a member of the mint family. Well, I go look that up and see where I've gone wrong in my life. You people listen to this.
Hello, this is Sojourn Cherub, and I have managed to, at the last minute, throw together 100 words for this week's weekly challenge, number 114, which is, what would you do if you found yourself face to face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume? So, given that very lengthy topic, I hope what I came up with is at least somewhat amusing. So, let's get on to the show. Jimmy tugged at his outfit. "Itchy," he mumbled. "Hold still," his mother admonished as she finished closing up the back. "We spent a lot of time making this piñata costume. I don't want you tearing it up right away." "I won't, Mom," Jimmy replied. "Where's my Boy Scout handbook?" "Right here," his mother said, handing him the book. Jimmy took the handbook and dashed out to his meeting. When he arrived, all the other boys were milling about. Suddenly, in strides a rather large dragon, causing the boys to freeze in place. "Hello, Scoutmaster Digsby," all the young dragons shouted.
You know, somebody's got to write a book, or a musical, or something. "Hello, Scoutmaster Digsby." God, that's got a ring to it. Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell could be a Scoutmaster. Do you see it? Do you see it? Okay, maybe not. Thank you, Sergeant Harrop. At SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. The link is on the show notes. You know where it is. Next up is Caleb Bullen. He has returned after taking a health break, as we like to say. A little time off. A little time to reflect. Okay. You can check out his stuff at BlackTimeMartiniClub.com, the Black Time Martini Club podcast, with a little piece at the end, you know, with familiar voice, perhaps. He also was one of the few, the proud, the victims of my little iPod jacker experiment there, the interviews and all that. So you can hear him over there with his take on things, podcasting-wise, Second Life-wise, the both, the neither, the in-between. So let's hear what Caleb's got, and I'll have more after his story.
Hey there, it's Caleb here from the Black Time Martini Club podcast at BlackTimeMartiniClub.com with a little 100-word story for you. Hope you like it. The mood was set. She had candles burning, incense to. She had slipped into something more comfortable and looked radiant. We were sipping champagne and feeding each other Rainier cherries. I was sure it was time. My heart skipped a beat when she wanted to play truth or dare. I said, truth. And so she asked,
what would you do if you found yourself face to face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume?
I shook my head, packed my things, and laughed. Rather get my cherries popped by her sister anyway.
Thank you, Caleb, and welcome back. You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com, and I'd suggest that you hit the tip jar over there. There is no tip jar here at 100 Word Stories. I've already told you the reason why. I mean, my overhead is zero. Zero. Nothing. I mean, the microphone came from revenue from participating in other blog and podcast. I'm going to have a computer anyway. This chair I've got, I mean, the only thing I'm going to pay for is the Coke Zero. And, you know, that's just water and caramel and, you know, it's when, you know, Diet Coke has too many calories. So, what I'm going to say is, if you were going to tip this podcast, instead, go over to blacktiemartiniclub.com and put something there. Now, Caleb twittered that he got an interview on Monday, so I've got my fingers crossed, but that's going to make it really hard to type. So, instead, just hit the PayPal one over there, and Caleb, when you yell at a number at me, I'll type that in there, too. I just, if I just put, 333, it's like, this is just going to get me a bus ticket. So, toss me a note, Caleb, and, folks, chip in. And if you're in the Cleveland area, you know, and you've got like, hey, well, we could use a genetic sequencer expert. I'm sure Caleb can figure it out. I mean, all you gotta do is read the manual, put the green goo in the green vial and push the button every now and then, right? Okay. Next up is, I was gonna say Planet Z. Liana is back? She's back. She came back. Wow. She doesn't even have time for Hodgepodge Point, but she now has time for this. I'm just flattered. Liana, where have you been? You were taken prisoner, weren't you? This belly dancing kick that you're on? You were taken prisoner by a mad Arab sheik who hauled you off to, I don't know where. Cleveland. Long we're on the subject of Cleveland, a mad Arab sheik in Cleveland, on the hill up there, I've been drilling for oil in Wyandotte County, and my entire harem is here at my disposal to peel the walnuts that I have them dip in honey before I eat them. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. But, she's off with Tom. Let's just face it. She and Tom, you know, he hasn't done Footnote in forever, she hasn't done Hodgepodge Point forever. Do the math. Now we know the truth.
Hey everyone, Leanna here. I'm sorry I've been absent from the challenges. No excuses really, and I don't have a good enough excuse for the lack of episodes either. So let's just move on. For this week's challenge number 114, to keep short, facing dragon only having pinata costume and a Boy Scout handbook, I have the following story titled, Of the Greater. Are you taking this seriously? Lulu's lawyer asked, pointing at Morris's pinata costume. This keeps me in good spirits during these trying times, Morris said. Mr. Gritter, we're here to discuss the details of your divorce. I strongly recommend you retain an attorney. Morris touched his tattered old Boy Scout handbook. I've always lived by the honor and rules of this book. It's my lawyer. Besides, I'm not looking for a divorce. He met Lulu's keen eyes. Just some changes in our relationship. The lawyer motioned to continue. Lulu's ears flicked in anticipation. Just stop eating my family and friends.
Thank you, Leanna. You and Tom sure are coming up with some wacky stuff while you're off there, in your little belly dancing den of iniquity. I'm tired. I'm tired from this week. It's been a long week. It's just, woke up early and was like, Nardo, meow, meow. He's still on the bed. He's just, you know, flumped. Tongue hanging out, you know, hanging over the side. You know, oh, man, I had such a week. Yeah, I know how you feel, man. You can check out more from Leanna at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com when she updates it. Now, speaking of Libsyn, hold on. Dear podcast owner, this is from iTunes. Your podcast, located at ipadjacker.libsyn.com/RSS, has been approved. You should expect to see it in iTunes within the next few hours. When it's available, you will be able to access it with the URL below. It's real! God, I remember when they first started doing podcasting directories in iTunes, and I was like, I want to be the first, I want to be the first. Oh, I got left out. Oh, I got to get the tag in. Oh, please, please, please. And now it's like, just point, click, you know, pound, and it's there. You know what happens? I mean, early adopters, you know, quit the drama. Speaking of drama, we have one more story left. Yeah, this podcast has to go over 50 minutes anyway, even though it doesn't need to. Why? And you know who it is. It's Planet Z.
A dragon tattoo on his chest. A bottle in his hand. Get back in the basement, you little fucker, growled Frank. Frank married Mom last year. Then, she overdosed. Goodbye, Mom. Hello, pain. The basement was full of junk and cockroaches. Somehow, Bobby survived. He read his torn up Boy Scout handbook, wore rags and busted pinatas where his old clothes rotted away. He found a knife, scraped it sharp. Above, laughter. Shouting, something shatters, screaming. Then, silence. Frank was asleep. No more of this. Tonight, escape or die trying. Shadows creeping slowly, raising the knife. Bobby slew the dragon.
Whoa, that was seriously screwed up. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about... Oh, do I have to read this all out? What would you do if you found yourself face-to-face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a pinata costume? I'm glad we finally answered that question 15 times over. Nobody will have the excuse now if they're like,
Oh my god, I better look in my bag. Boy Scout handbook, pinata costume. Oh crap, what do I do now?
Now you know. Thanks everyone who risked their lives putting together their stories this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, voting. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get... Well, okay, I give up. You make the design for the refrigerator magnets, make it in a real nice, you know, picture format, whatever you call it. Send it to me, and there. And if it doesn't have too much profanity, and make sure it has a 100-word story on it. And, like, you know, do whatever, and let your imagination roam free. Just no nakey-nakey, okay? Okay, maybe a little. Pick your favorite stories from this week. The winners get refrigerator magnets, and go first in the freaking next week, and all that stuff. And there's other stuff at the page, too. You can subscribe to the RSS feed, listen to all the episodes, one-click subscribe in iTunes, Podcast Ready, all that sort of thing. Do you know what the traffic is on this site? It just, you know, I don't care. Jenny the Pizza Babe said, ignore the numbers. So I'm ignoring the numbers. There you go. All that matters is that we're having a good time, exploring our creativity, and, you know, we don't kill each other. The music for the opening and closing of this podcast were lovingly crafted by Guy David of GuyDavid.com, because life is too short for boring music. You know, you should... life is too short for music you don't enjoy. They should have that on the hour, every hour, at every crappy frickin' radio station, just to remind people that there's an off button. Come on, listen to the good stuff. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, writing, risking making fools of ourselves, having a good time. And don't forget, iPodJacker.libsyn.com is just interviewing a bunch of folks, Second Life podcasting and all that. If I have not interviewed you yet, and you're kind of a Second Life kind of thing, and even if you've gone in there and you said, this isn't for me, hey, I want to get that perspective too. I want to cover all the bases. First base, second base, third base, home base. I want to do your sister. Okay, where the hell did that come from? Anyway, thank you for suffering this long, rambling, almost hour-long exploration in my mind. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.